Hey, thanks for downloading the podcast today. If you're here for the exclusive Alpha Bucks letter, we're actually not on air Friday, but they're still going to play Alpha Bucks.
Oh, okay.
So tune in to CFM. We've got our Christmas party on tonight. So
So we're going to be getting lit. So oh, it's going to be litmus.
Not showing up Friday, guys. Yes, the party's already started. Now, the letter is E when they play Alpha Bucks after
E.
8. Yeah.
E for extra.
That's it. Enjoy the podcast.
Catch up.
Get up with Gondi and Ash Pollard. 101.3 CFM.
Tell our show for the week.
Can you believe it?
Christmas party on tonight.
That's right.
Yeah. Mm. So taking tomorrow off. Why not?
Are you going to get lit?
That time of the season.
Got your Hydralyte ready?
Not as much as I have in the past.
You slept in the studio in the past,
I have slept,
you?
Yes. I have done that, yeah. Just in that best place in the radio station, that little production booth
the
just
booth.
There. It's nice and dark, no sound.
Mm-hmm.
It's great. I think I did the show from a blow-up mattress on the studio floor 1 year post a little bit of celebrating. But, you know, it's that time of the year, mate. Everyone's having their Christmas party. So this weekend will be a big one for that. Drink responsibly, guys. We've got a big show to round out our week here for you this morning, though. Of course, what are you looking forward to, Pollard?
Oh, I'm still pretty sad we don't have Christmas decorations. We've got to sort that out, mate.
Yep.
This morning, oh my God, I've got to tell you, another scooter issue.
Yep.
But this one's a big one.
Okay, I look forward to that.
It's not really my scooter's fault either.
I'll tell you what, a little bit later in the show, these preschool graduations you've been showing me videos of, I'm interested in that. So
yeah, my niece just graduated.
Well, I didn't know this, but they're having full-blown graduations, hats, cloaks, the whole deal.
Mm.
When did that start becoming a thing?
I don't know. Not quite sure about it, to be honest.
I don't mind it. I feel like I missed out. I wish I had one myself, to be honest. Wouldn't it have been great? We'll get to that a little bit later in the show. If you've got someone in kindy, though, who's graduated, call us 13 12 16. Want to hear from you, and we'll get to that a little bit later in the show. R&B Vine Days horn, we're still doing that this week. If you hear the horn, call the show, you get R&B Vine Days tickets, and $10,000 could be won with our CFM Centre sack.
101.3 CFM, trending now.
Don't you love it when behind-the-scenes information about television shows comes out?
Well, I get a fair bit from you.
Contractual stuff.
I get a fair bit from you.
Well, I don't necessarily divulge contractual things because that's super confidential. But the Honey Badger from The Bachelor has actually divulged contractual information about The Batch.
So what has he said? Did that have to say in some sort of relationship?
They do.
I thought they did.
For 3 months.
Yeah, I thought that was the case.
I'm not surprised at all. Like, I know what has been written in my contract in the past, and this seems legit because they're trying to uphold a television show.
So is this something that's pre-agreed to then? So when he signs on to be The Bachelor, he says, for 3 months afterwards, we will stay
I don't
together.
Think he would have done that. No.
Well, he didn't end up with anyone
that's
anyway.
Right. Yeah.
But
so he, other people, because he had a public profile, so he, I guess, is ahead of anybody else in terms of negotiating contracts. But other people who were nobody to begin with, with the greatest respect, I must say, you know, they have to do what they need to do. And if you don't agree with that, they don't let you do the show.
Well, I think back to other bachelors like Blake Garvey and Sam Frost. They stuck it out for a little bit after the show, after
3 months.
Awkward
even if you're
engagement.
Not dating. So, like, the show has wrapped filming, like, months before it even goes to air. So during that time, you don't even, like, sometimes you're not even together. So then you're not even together for, like, 6 months, instance.
Yeah.
But you still have to look like you're together.
I love that he's spilling the beans. He says it scarred him for life, that experience, but he's spilling the beans on it all.
CFM, trending now.
A decision by Woolies to push for staff to be allowed to work on Christmas Day has caused major upsets, with members of the public divided over the controversial move. What do you reckon about that?
Well, this is just a New South Wales thing. So everywhere else in Australia, they're working on Christmas. I work Christmas straight in radio, I reckon, for about 8 years straight on Christmas Day.
Quite frankly, I don't think it's a bad thing. They're not saying that, they're not actually rostering somebody on saying you have to do it. I think it's on a voluntary basis.
Yeah.
But Woolworths is seeking permission from the government to have employees stock shelves on Christmas morning
for
4 or 5 hours or something.
Yeah, from midnight till 5 a.m.
Yeah.
You could get home before the family's even up.
And that's just so that the shelves are replenished for Boxing Day.
Yes.
I don't think it's a big deal.
I've worked Christmas Day, so yeah. I feel like I can comment on this. But at the same time, you know, it does. It sucks. Working on Christmas Day,
imagine the money.
Sucks. Yeah, the double time, triple time. Yeah. If I was a volunteer, I'd go, yeah, I'll do it. You're going to cop up the cash, Woolies.
If it was from like midnight till 5, that's brutal.
Yep.
But the coin. And yep. It's even more, isn't it? Because you're working the graveyard.
Yeah, but you're done in time for everyone to come around. That's the thing. You're not working in the middle of the day.
You'd be in a foul mood, though, wouldn't you?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which generally happens at family Christmases anyway, yeah. So adds to that mix.
Get up with Gaunty and Ash Pollard. CFM.
Now, you and I met some bloke at...
not just any old bloke.
Well, hold on a tick.
I'm loving this guy.
I love this guy too. Yeah. But we were doing an outside broadcast at Harvey's and all of a sudden, out of nowhere, we hear this big crunch.
Mm.
And we look over into the car park and this old bloke had run his car up against the concrete barrier and just ripped his hubcap off. And his hubcap was just rolling down the road.
Ding, 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 ding.
And I was like, Gaunty, go and get that hubcap. Quick, help the guy. And so you run off and get the hubcap and he parks in the disabled spot. And the bloke's an old grandpa, right?
Like 90s.
Yeah, he's in his 90s. And
we put the hubcap back on.
We did.
Well,
you
went
and got the hubcap. You brought it back. As he was getting out of the car, I was like, oh, excuse me, you smashed your wheel and your hubcap's gone. And you brought the hubcap over and sort of attempted to put it on with not much success. So I took that off your hands and did it for you.
Yeah, first time you got
that's
it.
That's all right. You know, you're not good with those sorts of jobs, are you?
I got grease on my hands for the first time ever. So that was nice. Yeah, I know. Yeah, clap for me. If you're in your car right now, don't take your hands off the wheel. Just mentally clap for me. Thank you. I'll take that.
So I did the job that any legend would do and I put the hubcap back on.
Another clap for Ash, guys. Yeah, right. She did it. She fixed his cap. Well done.
So then we get talking to old mate and turns out his name's Bob. He's like in his
90s.
Mid to early 90s. And good guy. Liked to talk about his experience with radio in the past and whatnot. And then off he goes back into Harvey Norman to go and buy something.
He was there for something nice though.
Well, he came out moments later. He walked in with a bag and came out with a bag. And I said, oh, what's in that bag there? And he pulls out a frame, and in the frame was a poem that he'd written for his wife.
Yeah, this is cute.
It got me.
It got me something
else.
I wasn't there, but I came back, and you're like, you have to go check this out. But read out the poem that he'd written to his
wife with his new iPad that he got, and he printed it out, and he wanted to show the people in Harvey Norman what he'd done with the stuff that he'd bought from Harvey's.
Yeah.
Right? So the poem says, the love of my life. My eyesight is fading and my hearing impaired, but the memory of our life that together we shared will never be lost in my memory, no matter what. My body is frail and my hair is snow white, but the love that you give me makes everything worthwhile. How lucky I was to meet an angel like you and stood by my side and said I do. No matter what happens for the rest of our life, I will always love you, my beautiful wife, Faye.
Oh, claps for Bob. Let's give him one. That is...
bless him.
That gets you in the feels, that does, for sure.
Should we put that up on socials?
Are we allowed to put a picture of someone without their consent? I would love to, because I went over to... You said, you've got to go check it out. I said, Bob, I've got to hear this poem. You've got to show me this
Bob,
thing.
I said, darling.
I said, Bob, show me the poem, please. And he looked at me, Ash, with tears in his eyes as he started to talk about his wife. He had tears coming out.
I think his eyes were just a little bit moist.
Well, oh, were they? He also revealed to me, they were actual tears. He also revealed to me that she'd booted him from the bedroom for the last 10 years. He'd been sleeping in the man cave.
No, he said he moved. He said he wanted to move out and make his own man cave. So he's slowly buying things from Harvey Norman to make his little man cave, bless him.
I want to be friends.
He still loves his missus, but you know.
No, 100%. Yeah. Jamie and I sleep in separate rooms because I'm a bad snorer. It doesn't mean there's any less love there. I walked away from that going, I feel like I want to be friends with Bob because he says that he's a bit kind of lonely, a bit older, that kind of thing. I want to track Bob down. I want to keep...
Well, how are we going to track him down if we can't post this pic?
Well, maybe we can. Maybe we can post a pic.
Is it naughty? Is that...
Maybe it's Bob's, maybe someone's listening right now and Bob's their granddad. So Bob and Faye.
Bob and Faye. If you know a Bob and Faye.
Bob and Faye, get in touch with us. And if they live around
It's quite common, Bob and Faye, that name. We've got to be honest.
Especially in the 90s. When you're when you are 90. But yeah, I'd love to track him down because he said he wanted to start like a social media thing. He wants to keep his brain active. So get him a little Facebook page.
Oh, cute.
Get him an Instagram.
What are we going to do? Oh, the pic is just too good to not be shared.
All right, we're going to look into that, see if we can post it and track Bob down. Who says love's dead? Love's not dead when Bob's writing poems like that to his missus at the age of 91 years old, is he? God, you can only hope.
He drives a white car.
Okay, white car's good, and we have his number plate. Which we'll...
No, we don't.
Oh, we don't have
no,
it. Oh, he looked in...
I know.
God, it's going to be hard to find a 91-year-old on CFM, isn't it? But I'd love to be mates with the guy.
Let's go. Get up with Gondi and Ash Pollard. 101.3 CFM.
Just after 6:30 for your Thursday morning. 30 minutes until we do another guess at CFM's $10,000 Santa sack. 7 o'clock, this time just after the news. Next on the show, I know you're a big fan of this Ariana Grande song, Thank You Next.
Next. So sassy.
What'd you make of the film clip? What was the movie they were ripping off in that? That was Mean Girls. What'd you make of that?
Loved it.
Loved it.
Didn't get it entirely.
Right. Have you seen Mean Girls? Do you like it?
Yeah.
You Can't Sit With Us. What's the other ones? We Don't Wear Pink on Wednesdays or something like that?
I never got into those movies, you know?
Didn't you?
No.
Okay. Mm. Well, it's a big hit. But anyway, this song, at the moment, causing a... I wouldn't say a stir, but there's a misheard song lyric.
It's quite controversial.
What the song is?
Well, like everything about it.
Oh, because of the whole, her actual ex-boyfriend.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, of course. I'm going to steer away from the dark stuff and go for something else based around that song that I've seen, which we'll get to next.
Get up with Gondi and Ash Pollard. CFM.
Talk to me about these song lyrics.
Well, 13, 12, 16 with your misheard song lyrics. Maybe there's a song that you've been singing for ages and then you found out the words were wrong, because I'm going to point out something in this song here from Ariana Grande. Thank you, next, thank you. It's a brand new song, Thank You Next, which I'll be honest, when it comes on, don't mind it.
Yeah, I like it.
Crank it up in the car and just, you know, get your sass on, Thank You Next, you know, out of here. Get out of here, all those people in my life I don't want around anymore.
Yeah.
Anyway, since I've been pointed out something here, I can't not hear it now in this song.
Oh.
And I want to play it for you and see if you can hear it and see if it changes the song for you. So instead of Thank You Next, people on the internet are saying this sounds like bacon eggs. And I can't not hear bacon eggs now whenever that song's on. So now I'm singing bacon eggs. See if you can hear this. You ready? See if this is bacon eggs for you.
Bacon eggs.
Bacon eggs. You hear that?
Play it again.
Bacon eggs.
Bacon eggs.
No.
It is, mate.
It's ridiculous.
Is anyone, producer Gia, are you hearing bacon eggs in that?
100%. It's 100%. All I can hear.
See?
Oh, God.
You watch, Ash. When someone pointed this out to me, I said the same thing. I was like, I can't hear it. And now, when I'm in my car...
I can understand. It sounds similar.
When I'm in my
car
now.
But she's specifically going, Thank You Next.
Or
you can hear that.
Is she secretly saying, bacon eggs, bacon eggs.
Bacon eggs.
Look, I will say she's quite nasally.
You're nasally on that one,
am I? Nasally, which is probably why you're getting it mistaken for bacon and eggs.
You wait till the next time you're in the car singing that song. You'd be bacon and egging it up. I know
God.
You will. Is anyone else hearing that? 13, 12, 16.
Bacon eggs.
You know it, mate. Misheard song lyrics, though, because we played this one on the show the other day, and you thought this from Bon Jovi. Oh, no, that's Ariana again. This from Bon Jovi.
I want it.
This bit. Dead or Alive. You didn't know that was Dead or Alive. What did you think it was? It was like...
Oh, I can't even remember. Because now you told me what it is and I'm like,
that's all
oh,
you
well,
can hear.
Yeah.
See, that's the thing. Once you're told
well,
something, you can't not
it
hear
is
it.
It's that. But yeah. Thank You Next is not bacon and eggs.
Are you sure
positive,
about that, mate?
Fairly sure a song is called Thank You Next.
I think I'd like it more if it was bacon and eggs.
Same. I wish we had our... servant guy here.
Who's our servant guy?
He's
Ben
in,
from Blue Haven.
He could go and get us some bacon and eggs right now.
That kicks off next week.
Damn it, now you got me thinking about bacon and eggs.
Suck with you, mate.
Get Get up with Gondi and Ash Pollard. CFM.
Now, just talking about these misheard song lyrics after Ariana Grande's Bacon Eggs in this song.
Bacon Eggs.
Bacon Eggs.
That's all you're hearing now, isn't it, Ash?
Nope.
That's all you're hearing. Tim O'Maddock's coming to the coast. And you know Tim O'Maddock's song Parachute?
Mm-hmm.
Does he say parachute or does he say, I don't need a pair of shoes?
What?
I don't need a pair of shoes.
Baby, I don't need a pair of shoes.
Pair of shoes. Oh, my God. You've totally lost it.
Producer Gia, is he saying, I don't need a pair of shoes?
Yeah, I'm not with you on that one. Sorry, mate.
Oh, there's got to be someone out there who is. Anyone? Is it just me?
I think you're on your own there, mate.
I don't need a pair of shoes.
What the
heck? He doesn't need them.
No, because, nah.
I don't need a pair of shoes.
Oh.
Let's send someone off to R&B Vine Day, guys.
Please.
My check.
Yeah. R&B Vine Days 2019, your summer winery escape, presented by CFM. Let's go.
Jono from Tacoma, tell me you're hearing I don't need a pair of shoes. Are you with me?
Yeah. Oh, yes, it's a pair of shoes for sure,
Gordon. Yeah. I don't need a pair of shoes, pair of shoes.
Oh,
I'm going to need a pair of shoes for the vines, I'm telling you right now.
And the Ariana Grande, are you hearing bacon eggs?
Yeah, I'll go bacon eggs with you.
I feel like you'll say yes to anything I say just to get these tickets.
Do you want some R&B Vine Days tickets, mate?
Oh, mate, that's unreal.
Well, he's not going to say no to that, is he? He said yes to everything else. You are off to R&B Vine Days, my friend. It's going to be a huge day, and you sound like the perfect candidate for it. R&B Vine Days presents... R&B Fridays, sorry, presents R&B Vine Days. It is your summer winery escape. Live performances from Nelly, Craig, David, All Saints. Saturday 2nd of Feb at Bin Badger, Hunter Valley. Tickets on sale now through Ticketmaster. Enjoy that, Jono. You got a Christmas
Thank
party on this weekend, mate? You got a Christmas party or anything? Work or...?
Probably I've got a work Christmas party, but I don't know whether I'm going to go to that now. I'm going to, I don't know. I'm too excited to think about what I'm going to do now.
Are you the loosest lit unit at your Christmas party or what?
Yeah, I think I'll just have a Christmas party by myself.
Yeah, that's all you need. Love your work, Jono. Thanks for calling the show, mate.
Get up with Gondi and Ash Pollard. CFM.
People lining up to take a guess at $10,000 just in time for Christmas. We play across the day. We're giving people a chance to win right now. Here we go.
CFM's $10,000 Santa Sack.
Now, there's a bunch of places right across the coast you can get into, spend $50 and go into the draw where we call you for the guest, which is what Mary from Killarney Vale has done. Morning, Mary.
Good morning.
Where did you shop?
I shopped at Trader Vic's.
Oh.
Do we just have a box full of Trader Vic's entries?
I know.
Because there is other stores you can go to as well.
Yeah.
Red Rooster being one of them. If you want to shop at Red Rooster, spend $50. All right. Well, you shopped at Trader Vic's. You've got a guess at $10,000. You've seen the clues and the incorrect guesses. What do you think's inside Santa sack for 10 grand?
Okay, so I'm thinking it's like a boat or a yacht or something like that.
Boat or a yacht?
Interesting.
Yeah, so kind of the same thing.
Boat or a yacht, kind of the same thing.
Yeah.
Talk us through with the clues how you got to a boat or a yacht.
Well, I'm assuming you can get a really massive boat for about 110,000.
100 tons is one of the clues, yep.
And then I'm assuming in the boats and that you have desks and stuff in there, like if it's a yacht or
I see where you're going.
Do you know what I mean?
So yeah.
Yeah, that's where I was at.
I like your way of thinking, actually, because people are thinking office.
Yeah.
And often with these things...
Yeah, well, because I was thinking a magical sack.
Well, often with these things, we try to put people off the smell, don't we?
Yeah.
That was great. You guys were both talking at the exact same time. But yeah, the first clue can throw you sometimes when you look back on it. Mm. But is it a boat or a yacht, same kind of thing inside the sack? Here we go. Come on.
Ho, ho, ho! All you're getting from me is a lump of coal.
Oh,
it's
Mary.
A no from me.
Another way to go.
That's all right, I gave it a go. That's the main thing.
That's the main thing.
I think you're onto something, though.
Well, the main thing's winning, Mary, but at least you gave it a go.
That's right.
Hey, doesn't rule you out of winning $10,000 just because you've had a guess. So continue to play the game. Let's go to Phil at Marty, who's called us on 13, 12, 16. Phil, tell us, what is inside this sack, please? We want to give you 10K.
Morning, guys. Well, I know it's not a pair of shoes.
Not, no.
What I think it is a Lego / model crane.
Oh.
You build it on your desk. We use 80 to 100-ton cranes at work. That's my guess.
I love how the guesses are now starting to get a little bit weirder, which is, I think that's where you need...
No, they're starting to be more thoughtful.
Yeah, well, that's where your head, I think, needs to be at. So I think you're on the right track there.
Diffy.
Let's find out. Is it that for $10,000, a Lego crane?
Ho, ho, ho! Santa says... No!
I like the guess, though. I like the guess. All good. All right. Thanks for calling the show, Phil. It is still open. $10,000 across the day here at CFM. Yeah, more chances here today. So hopefully we can give that away soon. Halsey, without me, just go on 707 with Gaundy and Ash. Dean's going to join us live from LA for Scoopla next.
101.3 CFM. Scoopla.
All right. Dean McCarthy joins us this morning with some news on Miley Cyrus, Dean. What's up?
G'day, guys. You know, I've got some poor Miley Cyrus has really been through it these last couple of months. Her home burned down in Malibu, which was really upsetting. So what she did, she put a lot of her valuable things in a storage unit, okay? Then someone broke in the storage unit. So they broke in. They didn't take everything. They just took some very valuable guitars, which they're not going to be able to resell because they're quite unique and rare guitars. Oh. So they go to sell them. People are going to figure out they're the ones that were stolen. They broke in, stole guitars, and left a lot of other things as well. So she's actually not too upset about it, but she has shared that her storage unit from her house that burned down has also been broken into.
I can't bear that. That's very sad.
Yeah.
That's just not fair, you know? That would have been absolutely tumultuous losing your house, and then someone comes and nicks all your... I mean, just what you only have left.
Yeah, devastating. Kick you while you're down kind of stuff.
I hope they catch them as soon as they sell those guitars.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Like,
well, like you said, Dean, it's going to be pretty hard to do unless, what, on the black market? But then how do they keep value if they're not, you know, they can't be, I don't know. I'm not sure how that kind of black market stuff works.
They'll find a way.
Hey, Dean, does she spend as much time in Byron Bay as she used to, Miley Cyrus? Or is she sort of back in the States a fair bit now?
Oh, good question. I think she's over there quite a lot. They go back and forward. So, I don't know. I've seen her at different things, like around America at the moment. Like, she's been going to different things, spending a lot of time with her family. So, I think she's been here a lot lately. Yeah. Working on some new music with Mark Ronson. Yeah.
We're playing it. We're playing it already, Dean. We played it on the show yesterday. Yeah, so it's hit Australian radio. So, Miley Cyrus is back. Okay, Dean, now the funeral of George W. Bush Sr., there's some photos to come out of it, and awkward between the Clintons.
All the other presidents.
All the presidents, all sitting front row. Obama's.
Yeah, so brace yourself for some really good memes this week. So let me talk you through the front row of the funeral. Donald and Melania Trump next to Barack and Michelle Obama next to Hillary and Bill Clinton. Literally all in the front row. None of them have been in a room like this since the actual election. You know what I mean? Like, it's been years since they've all been in the same room. Super awkward, super icy. Hillary Clinton didn't get up or shake hands. She just nodded when Donald and Melania walked in, which was kind of polite that she even did that. Michelle and Barack did not stand up. They just shook hands from where they were seated. It was just really, really awkward. Although Melania and President Obama, they kind of have like a bit of a connection. Like, they were quite warm with each other, but Donald just got the cold shoulder from everyone.
I think Michelle Obama feels sorry for her, is what she does. You know?
I think you don't stand up. Like, everybody was seated at the funeral.
Yeah.
Like, you know, you don't, it's not like your general sort of formal event.
To stand up and shake the hand. I've already seen a great meme. It's the picture of them before the Trumps turn up and they're all having a great time.
Oh, God.
And then there's a picture of when the Trumps are there and they're just, you know, stony-faced, looking straight ahead. But nothing like weddings and funerals to bring people together that don't particularly want to see each other. That is out today. Dean, thanks for the update, mate. We're not here tomorrow, man, so we'll miss you, but we'll chat Monday.
get him, Tiger. Talk Monday. Bye, guys.
Got our Christmas party tonight, mate. Shame you won't be there. Hey, next on the show, the movie bio guessing game, if you'd like to play. 13, 12, 16, we've got these Dirty Dancing tickets, the Dirty Dancing Immersive Cinema.
We're going to take a step back into the 80s.
Okay.
Get ready for that.
All right, you're reading the movies this morning. I'm taking on the people if you'd like to play. 13, 12, 16.
Once upon a time, at a radio station far, far away, there was a radio game that changed the radio landscape forever. This was not that game. It's Gordy and Ash Pollard's Movie Bio Guessing Game.
All right, so Ash has the movies this morning. I'm taking on Shannon at Gillaby. Morning, Shannon.
Morning.
Yellow.
Shannon, I hope you know your 80s movies.
I hope I do too.
Mm. So these are all 80s, are they? Taking us back.
I thought, let's go back in time.
Well, our passes this classics. Morning, if Shannon is to win Dirty Dancing at Immersive Cinema, which is happening at the Domain. That sounds like a good one. Tickets through Ticketmaster. For more details, immersivecinema.com.au.
Right.
All right, here we go. If you get it wrong, the other person gets a free guess. So,
names and buzzers.
Yeah, that's it.
Movie number one. A regular girl, Veronica, tries to survive the social jungle of high school by sticking with three most...
Shannon.
Yep.
Mean Girls?
No.
Nope.
I get a free guess. Is it The Breakfast Club?
No.
Damn it. Both back in the game.
By sticking with the three most popular girls at school who all have the same name.
Does sound
starting
like...
with H.
Does sound like
my As girl. She meets a sociopath named JD, her life spirals in a into a continuous...
Shannon.
Yep.
The Girl Next Door.
No.
80s movie, school... I'm buzzing myself
her
out,
life
don't know.
Spirals yep. into a continuous cycle of hate... unintentional murder and indifference as she exacts revenge on her enemies, also known as her best friends.
Is it a chick flick? But
must be.
Murderous?
It's also a musical.
It's a musical.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, God.
The movie was back in the 80s. I think there's one now.
Back in the 80s.
So all of the... So Veronica is yes. friends with three girls. They all have the same name. That is what the movie is called.
Starting with H. G
and O's.
G and O's. Shannon's in.
Halloween?
Yeah, that's their last
no,
name.
No, listen to what I'm saying.
Their last name starts with H.
No.
H.
The three girls all have the same first name. It starts with H. It's what the movie's called.
Producer Gia, do you know what it is?
Yes, I do. It is Heathers, people.
Heathers. Correct. I wouldn't have got that one. I'm sorry. I haven't
Heathers.
Seen it.
Best musical I've ever seen.
Really?
Hysterical.
First points to Gia. She's now in the game. Movie two.
Movie two. Classic tale of teenage rebellion and repression features a delightful combination of dance choreography.
Gordy, Dirty Dancing.
Incorrect.
Damn, I said that really smug too.
You thought you knew.
That is your guess there, Shazzy? Shannon, if you want to have a free one.
Well, Footloose.
Yes, mate! You got it!
Well done. All right.
Oh, about bloody time.
Last movie. Is this your last movie or have you got another one?
This is my last movie.
All right, let's see how we go. Could be a three-way draw here.
Okay. Bastion is a young boy who lives in a dreary life being tormented by school bullies. On one such occasion, he escapes into a bookshop where the old proprietor reveals an ancient storybook.
Gordy, The Neverending Story.
Correct.
Ah, that's a great movie.
Oh, Shannon.
A three-way draw.
Wait, does that mean I've got to do another one?
One to Gia, one to me, one to Shannon. Oh. I normally have a backup.
You've got to have a tiebreaker.
You've got to have a tiebreaker. You've got to have a backup.
Oh, my God, I don't even have one.
Google.
Oh, quick.
just describe a movie from the 80s and we have to guess it.
I'll take the Dirty Dancing tickets.
Great radio.
Nah, we'll give Shannon the Dirty Dancing tickets regardless. I would love a little tiebreaker.
But I would like the win.
It feels good, doesn't it, Shannon, to get the win, if you can get the win?
Okay.
Here we go.
A 17-year-old high school student is accidentally sent 30 years into the past. In
Shannon.
Yep.
Oh, for the win.
Back to the Future.
Yes!
Oh, he's done it. There he goes. Well played, Shannon. Well played.
Oh, feel Shazzy. I was worried for a minute, mate.
Oh, you did that good on the spot there, Pollard. Well done. Mm. You're off to see Dirty Dancing Immersive Cinema. Now, Ash tells me this is where they play the movie and they sort of act and dance in front of the movie.
Like, it's immersive.
Yeah, it's immersive with the movie on, so that'll be great.
Get amongst it.
Get amongst it, Shannon.
It's supposed to be really good.
These tickets have been super popular, so you'll love that. It's not till March, though. March 15, 16 and 17 at the Domain. Tickets through Ticketmaster, immersivecinema.com.au. Get some tickets before they sell out.
Get up with Gondi and Ash Pollard. 101.3 CFM.
Just the 30 minutes until another guess. $1,000 we're doing for Alpha Bucks this morning. Oh, God. It's a long weekend for me from after the show today, so my brain has switched off.
I wasn't even listening to you.
With this Santa sack thing we're doing, it's a guess for $10,000. But $1,000 is what we play for Alpha Bucks. And I said a guess, but it's 10 questions. We need 10 answers. Mm. That's how we play. Been doing it for 6 months, so hopefully people are across that.
Honestly, I cannot believe that we have not given away $1,000 for this.
It's been too long. We need another one by the end of the year, that's for sure.
I'm going to say the letter is M.
Yep.
M for martial arts and Mila Kunis.
There's two answers for you as well right there when we played 8 o'clock this morning. Hey, this half hour, you may see in the news over the last 24 hours, a lot of talk about this Teacher's Pet podcast. Now, you haven't listened to the podcast, Ash.
And I don't, to be honest. I'm only just getting across this story.
Right, okay. Well,
so this is all new to me.
It was the number one podcast in the world for a time, crime podcast-wise, for sure, especially here in Australia. But there's been an arrest yesterday for Chris Dawson, who's involved in this case.
Who was like an ex-Central Coast.
He played football here on the Central Coast.
Now he lives on the Goldie.
That's right, yes. But he's been extradited back to New South Wales. Anyway, we're going to chat to Channel 9 news reporter Jess Millwood on the show this half an hour. Mm. She's covering that story as it unfolds. So that is happening here this morning on CFM.
Get up with Gondi and Ash Pollard.
CFM.
Now, the Teacher's Pet podcast. Surrounding the disappearance of Lynette Dawson, 37 years ago, Chris Dawson has been arrested yesterday on the Gold Coast and extradited back to New South Wales. Now, this all happened on the Northern Beaches 37 years ago. If you're not across the podcast, let's go to Jess Millwood, who's the Today Show reporter for Channel 9 covering this story. Morning, Jess.
Good morning.
For anyone that hasn't listened to the podcast, it was a big crime podcast here in Australia and the world. For anyone that's not up to date with exactly what's going on here, can we just give a quick update?
Well, it's very hard to give a quick update, isn't it? The events surrounding this podcast date back to 1982. That is when Lynn Dawson, a much-loved mother of two, was last seen alive in the northern beaches of Sydney. Now, her husband reported her missing, Chris Dawson, 6 weeks after she'd last been seen alive, but when she disappeared 2 days later, he moved in his teenage schoolgirl lover into the family home. And that has been the subject of this podcast called The Teacher's Pet. Chris Dawson was a teacher at Joanne Curtis's school. Joanne started babysitting the children. He then fell in love with her. He was having an affair with her and moved her into the property after Lynette disappeared. So it's been fascinating for the public listening to this podcast. Over the years, there's been coronial inquest into Lynn's disappearance. Both of those coronial inquests found that it was most likely Lynn was murdered by someone that she knew, but there wasn't enough evidence to charge anyone. Obviously, that has now changed because yesterday, Chris Dawson, he's now aged 70 years old, was arrested on the Gold Coast by New South Wales detectives. He spent last night here in custody at the Southport Watch House, and around an hour and a half ago now, nearly 2 hours ago, he was driven out of the Watch House to begin that extradition process. I've just received word he is now on a Qantas flight, which is bound for Sydney. So once he lands in Sydney, he is going to be charged with the murder of his wife, Lynn Dawson, nearly 37 years ago. Oh,
that's remarkable, isn't it?
He still denies it to this day. And what led to that arrest yesterday? So what's the new evidence that's led to this?
Police are obviously remaining fairly tight-lipped on the case, but they've said that they have strong evidence to make this arrest. Otherwise, they simply wouldn't have. They've had a task force over the past few years investigating this case. The Teacher's Pet podcast has brought to light some new witnesses. Police admit that that has been of benefit to them. In September, we saw police digging up the property that the couple shared back in the early 80s, but no evidence was found. And we've had it confirmed that Lynn's body has never been found either. So, but police are adamant that they've got enough evidence and a strong case against Chris Dawson. That's why they made this arrest. So quite clearly, something has changed in the past few months, and it's going to be very interesting as we hear those details throughout the court process. That is something that Lynn's family has said they're very keen to learn. They want to know the details. They want to know exactly what happened to Lynn all those years ago.
And the 16-year-old babysitter that you mentioned, if you listen to the podcast, you know who that is. I mean, she's now in her 50s. Is she pretty tight-lipped over the whole thing? What's she saying around surrounding all this?
Well, news this morning that, yes, Joanne Curtis, she's now aged 54, and she hasn't really spoken to the media throughout this whole process. She certainly didn't speak as part of the Teacher's Pet podcast, but she will be called as a key witness for the police in their case. We do know that, and we do know that another babysitter, her evidence came to light through the podcast. She will also be giving evidence, and it is also being reported that Hedley Thomas, the journalist behind that podcast, he has so much information. He's become so immersed in this case that police will also be calling him to give evidence once the court proceedings get underway. And, of course, that all starts today when Chris Dawson is expected to appear in Parramatta Court.
It's just outstanding what these podcasts and series on Netflix and things like that can actually uncover.
Yeah, it can lead
to. The police haven't managed to do. Like, it's absolutely out of this world.
Well, Jess, we appreciate the update this morning. Thank you so much for that. We appreciate your time.
Thanks, guys. I think important, too, to point out, Hedley Thomas actually was awarded the Gold Walkley Award last week for his work on this podcast. He's done an incredible job, and there is actually a new episode that's just been uploaded this morning, and it is titled The Arrest.
Wow. Okay, get on there.
What a legend.
Take a listen. Jess from Channel 9, the Today Show covering that story. Thanks for the update.
Thanks, guys.
Thanks.
Get up with Gondi and Ash Pollard. CFM.
Scooter Tour. Yeah, that's right.
Scooter Chat.
Scooter Chat.
You got a scooter.
Because I'm a little scoot diddly ooter.
Yes.
And look, I have a love-hate relationship with my scoot diddly oot. I really do. I love it. But there are some things that I'm like, ugh, annoyance to the maximum.
Mm.
Yesterday, I mean, it's not the scooter's fault what happened yesterday. It's probably mine. I lost my wallet.
Wallet gone. How'd that
wallet
happen?
Gone.
How'd that happen?
So I think what happened was I didn't do my due diligence before I got on my bike, which I normally do all the time. There are checks that I make before I get on the bike and off I go. I normally put my bag underneath the seat and then lock that. And then I put my phone in one pocket. And in fact, my wallet's normally under the seat in my bag. But for some reason, I had my wallet in my hand. So then I put it in my pocket and I thought that I'd zipped up my pocket, but I obviously didn't. And I think my wallet has fallen out of my pocket.
Do you know where it might have fallen out? I'm just trying to...
Well, this is the thing. It. Like, I thought I'd talk about this on radio because I need the Central Coast to help me. It's a good wallet, let me tell you.
I'll tell you what, if there's one wallet you'd like to find, it's Moneybags Pollard. Oh, yeah. That thing would be cashed up.
No, I don't carry around a lot of cash.
Oh, there'd be at least 10K in there. That's loose change if you find that.
Well, a thief could be listening, all right? And then they could nick it.
Oh, you lost it.
I'm hoping that because it's Christmas, people are feeling kind.
I live by the policy, finders keepers, losers weepers.
That is not what happens.
It's a classic, but it's one I live by.
If there are any children listening, Uncle Gondi's wrong.
Is he, though?
Not the right thing to do.
Is Fun Uncle Gondi wrong? Or if you find it,
Fun
is it
Uncle
yours?
Gondi, no.
All right.
Look, I've lost my wallet. I'm really sad about it.
Where?
I'm distressed.
We're on the coast. We need to narrow it down.
I think what happened, we went to the Walkabout Wildlife Park yesterday.
So it was after that.
I didn't scoot there. I went in one of the promo cars.
Yep.
Got back to work and then I jumped on my scooter from work and went back to Matcham.
Has anyone checked the car park here first?
Yes.
You've done that, okay.
So the route that I take, what?
G is off to look for her now because she wants that money.
The route that I take, what's that back road that gets you to Matcham?
Oh, I take that road all the time to go to Erin Affair and have a look at the name of the road. I know the one you're talking about.
It's the back road. It's not the main road.
It goes through Springfield.
Okay.
Yeah, it goes through there.
So I go through there and I got in one of the other cars and did the route because I thought maybe it's fallen out of my pocket along the way. I looked at work, I looked at home. It's nowhere to be seen. I don't know where the thing has gone.
Have you cancelled all your cards and done all that kind of stuff?
Annoying.
All right.
I've cancelled my cards, cancelled my bloody license. I've done it all.
Yep.
I'm not in a good way. I'm low.
Well,
I'm sad.
If anyone sees a Louis Vuitton wallet
it's
anywhere.
Not that.
What is it, Gucci?
It's Balenciaga.
Balenciaga, guys.
Balenciaga. Listen, it's small black leather.
The wallet itself is worth more than any cash I've had in mind, to be honest.
Oh, shivers. I better cancel my... What is the Opal card?
Oh, the Opal card. What do you got on there? $7.20 or something?
No, man. That thing fills up automatically.
How much money are you putting on your Opal?
That has never-ending amounts on it.
Never-ending amounts?
Yes.
Guys, find that now. We could be
riding
trains for free forever. Finders keepers, losers weepers. Say it with me, kids in the car.
No.
Finders keepers, losers weepers.
Someone help me.
Alpha Bucks, if you'd like to play next, 13, 12, 16. If you find the wallet, don't hand it in. Just keep it. It's a Balenciaga.
You're dead.
It's a Balenciaga wallet.
Oh, my God.
No, seriously, if you find a hand in, Dash,
I'll make you a cake. If you actually hand it in, I will love you forever.
Or sell the wallet for 10 grand and buy yourself
Gordy,
a lot of cakes.
I will.
Two good options.
I'll be around there in a minute.
Two good options. CFM. Alpha Bucks. Come on, come on, come on. Let me show you what it's all about.
Nicole's at Jillaby. Good morning.
Good morning.
Oh, I need you to fire up, Nicole, for $1,000 this morning. Ash has already given out the letter and a couple of answers. Did you catch that on air this morning? Okay, you got those.
Good.
All right, for everyone else that didn't catch those, the letter is M for magic.
Yeah. Mm.
Okay. We are going to create some radio magic right now with a $1,000 winner.
Good. All right, here we go. Question number one. Name a body part.
Now.
An item of clothing. An actress.
Nielsen.
A sport.
Martial arts.
A cocktail.
Pass.
A car brand.
Mercedes.
A dessert.
Moose.
Central Coast suburb.
Matcham.
Halloween costume.
Magician.
Pizza topping.
Mozzarella.
Cocktail.
Two off.
Margarita.
Just the two.
My mum will be so upset that I lost it on cocktail.
A cocktail margarita and...
An item of clothing.
Mini skirt, mittens.
Midriff, maxi dress, moccasins.
So close.
So very close. What we do have here, though, for you are these Luxe goodies boxes for Christmas from Rustic Rabbit Show Bags at Erin Affair.
No, I'm good.
It's the white glow package for you, so your smile can look $1,000,000.
Ooh.
Yay.
There you go. That's just in time for Christmas. Make sure you check them out. Christmas boxes full of Luxe goodies, all thanks to the Rustic Rabbit Show Bags at Erin Affair.
Get up with Gaunty and Ash Pollard. CFM.
Kids graduating.
Did you guys play this at your school?
I think we did.
I think this is the classic graduation song, isn't it?
Yeah.
Had together. Now, we're not talking high school kids
No,
here,
we're
are we?
Not talking no. high school kids. We're not even talking college students. No. We're actually talking about infants. Infants graduating from kindergarten to... What? To kindy?
Year one.
Like,
no,
what? No.
You go to year one, don't you?
You don't. What? You go from... Oh, God, help me out here.
I went from kindergarten. Like, preschool.
Yeah.
Kindergarten to preschool.
Or is it the other way around? Oh, God.
I don't know. It's been a while. But from what I've seen here, from the video that you've shown me, because I thought, oh, that's cute. They get a certificate. They're doing a little assembly. No. This is a full-blown operation with the hats, the cloaks.
My niece,
everything.
My brother's daughter, yep. eldest daughter, Millicent, has just graduated from prep or whatever. And yep. now she's going into kindergarten.
Okay.
And my sister-in-law posted all of these videos and it's like, I love it. She's gorgeous. But my sister-in-law went to get my niece's hair done at the salon, full outfit. And then the kids, all the little preppy kids, are wearing gowns, like university gowns with the hats. And I have to say, I am like, OMG.
You're not about
that is it. So lame.
I'm loving it, Pollard. I'm loving it.
And then I spoke to my brother and I'm like, what the heck, man? Mm. And he's like, no, it's just for, like, he doesn't have an opinion, but he sort of doesn't like me ragging on it.
Right.
Like, because he gets a bit cut.
Yeah.
But then I was speaking to my next door neighbours as well, and my next door neighbour last night said, come on, Pollard, it's just for the parents. Like, it's actually kind of funny.
Yeah.
Like, it's a comical kind of thing.
The life of it.
But then I get really involved, and I'm like, well, no, the kid doesn't understand. And secondly, like, if you're graduating from every year that you finish and then you get to college, it's less important.
Yeah, but this isn't, they're not saying it happens, what, year one, year two, year three, year four. This is just for the, like,
you're graduating from drawing circles to drawing triangles.
Yeah, like, and I say, well done. That's not easy sometimes.
Oh, my God.
When you're trying to draw those things. Now, what's this audio you've got here?
Because I do have some audio yes. of my niece Millicent
okay.
graduating, and she gets up and does a little speech. You might not be able to understand it, but she says that what she wants to be when she grows up, Wonder Woman, and her favourite food is strawberries, and that she's graduating Tindy.
Oh, that's cute. Take a listen.
Last day of Tindy.
Aww. It is a little bit hard to hear, but she wants to be Wonder Woman when she grows up. That's
bless.
Cute. Yes.
That's one thing I'll give her.
Okay.
She is reaching for the stars. I love Wonder Woman.
Isn't that
what
Wonder
a person
Woman?
To aspire to be?
And doesn't Gal Gadot.
Strawberries, that's healthy.
Yeah, that's good too. Mm-hmm. Gal Gadot is a great Wonder Woman too, right?
Oh, she was exceptional.
Yeah. Hey, 13, 12, 16, already some calls coming through for the graduation for these young kids. Do you want a Pollard poll it, Pollard?
Well, we can if you want. I just don't really know where I stand on it.
Yes or no?
I sort of think it's a little bit ridiculous.
Yes or no to these little kid graduations?
This calls for another Pollard poll.
All right, got a couple of calls already lined up on 13, 12, 16, which we'll get to next.
It's not really fair, me saying no, is it?
No, you wait till you have kids. You'll be like, I can't wait for that cute little graduation. It's going to be great.
But honestly.
All right. We'll get to these calls straight after this.
Get up with Gaunty and Ash Pollard.
CFM.
Mini graduations, Pollard. This is how it feels.
Graduating from, like, what's before kindergarten?
Like prep.
But I thought prep was after kindy and then grade one.
It's like the first thing that you go to and then
prepare it? No, it's not.
Well, what's your niece in? That's who we're talking about.
I don't know. I thought she was at kindergarten.
Your auntie Ash, you're meant to take an interest.
Oh, I'm not very good.
God, mate. We are doing a Pollard poll this morning on whether the kids should have a graduation that year.
This calls for another Pollard poll.
You are saying that I'm saying that they shouldn't have a graduation. I'm saying they should, but I'm also thinking that it's ridiculous doing a college style graduation.
I think it's the cutest thing I've ever seen, and when I have kids, I can't wait to take them to their
little discrediting the cuteness, because I thought
graduation.
My niece looked cutesy pie, but I'm thinking ridiculous.
You think it devalues what happens when
yes,
you get a bit older.
Yes, and I think it's ridiculous that you take your kid to a hairdresser and stuff like that to get its hair done. For goodness sake, my mum was a blooming hairdresser all my life, and I was only allowed to get my hair done for my year 10 dinner dance.
Let's not call kids it, okay? Let's call them them. You said get it to get its hair done.
I know, I do say that. My mum pulls me up
you
on
don't
that.
Do that. They're humans living in this world.
I
that
call
we love.
You an it sometimes.
I know, and I don't appreciate it. Oh. Let's go to Georgia at Berkeleyvale. Morning, Georgia.
Morning, guys. I definitely think that they should have a graduation. My daughter graduated from preschool this year, and I didn't actually get to attend because I was in hospital, but I've seen the photos of her smiling and having fun with all her friends. Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, cute. I think they should. But I'm saying all of the stuff, like all the palaver, like the gear that they were wearing, the college outfits. Silly.
Yeah, well, my daughter actually didn't wear one, but I'm a childcare teacher myself, and we actually, at our school, we're having the little hats and the capes. But yeah, my daughter didn't get to do that, but I'm all for it.
I'm all about celebrating the milestone, but not like with ridiculous college outfits.
I absolutely love it.
And going to the hairdressers.
Did they do that thing at the end where they throw their little mini hats into the air?
I don't know, mate.
Oh, look, they just go, ooh, they throw it up in the air. That's cute. Let's go to Michelle at Saratoga. Morning, Michelle.
Morning, guys.
What's your take on this, mate?
Look, I have a 21-year-old who did this 17 years ago, and I have to say she's graduating university this year, so we're coming full circle. And I just think it's fantastic. Like, really, they had such an awesome time as those little kids, and it really does mark the milestone of
God, now
of
I sound moving. Like the Grinch.
Well, you know, they're moving from that baby stage into a big journey in their life, into school, you know, and they're going to spend 12 years in school.
No, but so she's not even in school yet. She's moving into kindergarten.
Well, here's the thing.
Well, kindergarten is the beginning of school, really. It's 5 days a week. Yeah. You know,
it's a big step. One small step for man, one giant.
I thought it was just drawing more circles and colouring in things like that.
And has it devalued your daughter's graduation coming up?
No, not at all. Okay. Actually, she's saying she can't wait to throw the hat again for a second time. So there you go. You know.
See. I never got to throw the hat. I feel like I missed an opportunity to throw a hat.
I couldn't even go to my uni graduation.
Can we get a couple of graduation hats in here? I just want to know what that feeling's like to throw it up in the air. That would be great. Amy and Terrigal, round this thing out for us. Now, you're a teacher yourself and you've got something special happening today.
I do. My kids' graduation is on tonight.
Oh, yes.
God, this song. How old's your child?
No, my whole class.
Oh, your class.
Teacher,
my,
yeah.
Yeah, my kindy kid.
Will you play this song?
No, I'm not actually playing that song.
I'll change those plans.
I'm playing a couple other songs like Never Grow Up by Taylor Swift and there's one by Jack Johnson called We're Going to Be Friends. And,
oh, that's cute, that one.
Like that.
And
yeah.
Will they wear the little mini outfits like we're talking about here with the hat and the cloaks and everything?
They are wearing the outfits and the hat and everything and they're so excited. I had my graduation earlier this year as well for uni and they love seeing me dressed up, so that's only added to the excitement for them as well.
See, everyone's
I actually
for
do
it.
Feel like the Grinch now.
Yeah.
I'd just like to say, kids in early childhood, they make the most connections in their brain than they ever will for the rest of their life.
Yeah.
So really,
to be honest, I remember nothing about kindy except for pashing a guy in a tunnel.
What,
so
that young?
Yep.
That young?
Mm-hmm. Oh, mate, I was onto it.
What school did you go to?
I was like, boys.
That wasn't happening at my school. Get up with Gordy and Ash Pollard. 101.3 CFM. You know who I don't trust, Ash?
Who?
People that don't like dogs.
Oh, 100%.
What's up with those people?
They're weird.
I would say most people like dogs. Pretty
most. You know what annoys me? Kids that are scared of dogs.
Why does that annoy you?
Well, it annoys me that their parents aren't like encouraging them to like the dogs.
Oh, I lay off the parents and the kids. You've already got them for the graduation stuff this morning.
Nah, I understand. Dogs can be scary when you're a little person.
Well, next on the show, we've got a lady by the name of Laura V. She's the host of a brand new podcast, which you can download at Podcast One. It's called Dognitive Therapy.
Mm.
And it's all about the man's best friend or woman's best friend.
Womans.
So she's going to join us on the show next. Talking dogs, guys. Can't go wrong with that.
Ruff.
Oh, here come the live sound effects. And pull up again. We'll do it straight after this. Let's see.
Get up with Gordy and Ash Pollard. CFM.
In the world of podcasts, Pollard, mm-hmm. There's a topic and a... You know, some for everyone is, you know, they're great, aren't they?
Potties.
Potties, yeah.
Love a potty.
Now, Podcast One is a place you can go to get podcasts on sport, crime, and dogs. And Laura V joins us from a podcast called Dognitive Therapy to tell us all about it. She joins us on the show right now. Morning, Laura V.
G'day, guys. Thanks so much for having me on.
Laura, you're an acclaimed dog behavioralist. I'm excited for this one because I am dog obsessed.
Awesome.
Tell me something. I want to know. What can we expect from the first ep?
Oh, we've got 10 episodes on this podcast, and it's really all just helping people understand that dogs are intelligent, sentient beings that need us to start listening a little bit better to them. I think they kind of get a bit of a bad rap, and they have a bit of a hard time in this crazy human world. So we're talking about loyalty and empathy and lots of basics on how to train your dog. And believe it or not, training a dog, no matter who that dog is really, really simple. It just comes down to a few really important things like being consistent and patient and respectful. Mm. So we go through all that stuff. We talk to the most amazing people and it's
really
insightful.
Well, you should talk
podcast.
To my co-host, Gondi, because as you say, to change your dog's behaviour, first you must change your own.
Totally.
And he's frowning at me.
I've got a...
Sorry, Gondi. No, it's true, though. It's true. His dog, Patch.
What's wrong with Patch? I've got a great bond with
Patch
my dog.
Patch took a poo on the lounge, mate.
Yeah, he was scared of the storm,
That's
mate.
That's a behavioural issue.
He took a what on the lounge?
He did a poo on the lounge.
Oh, did he?
Yeah.
Oh, look, it happens to the best of us.
He was scared
of
the storm.
Why is he scared of the storm? Is it because Gondi's... like mummied him too
That's
too
a common
much,
dog thing, right? Like, to be scared of storms.
It absolutely is. And I think it's one of those more common things that we have to deal with dogs. Dogs are often very anxious in this modern human world. And the crazy big man in the sky that is the thunderstorm doesn't really make sense to a dog. And often what happens is because they're so receptive to noises and different changes in the atmosphere more than we are, they can pick up on these warnings and they don't understand. The worst thing about it is it's kind of scary, but they can't get away from it no matter what they do. So what we really need to do is try to make it a positive experience. So find out what your dog loves. And it's something that we don't do very well is asking our dog what they love more than anything else in the world. For my dog, it's roast chicken. So anytime there's a thunderstorm or lightning or any change in the atmosphere, guess what happens? It's roast chicken party.
What does Patch get, Gondi?
Well, we give him some sort of food as well. Like he loves bones and all that kind of stuff. But my thought on that was, I thought you're rewarding his behaviour for being a big scaredy cat.
Maybe
so I thought,
give it to him as a distraction.
Yeah.
Ah, see, that's the problem. That's the mistake we often make. It's we don't want to reward a bad behaviour. Like, snapping at another dog or something like that. But if your dog is anxious and they're afraid, we want to reframe what they're perceiving that fear to be. So we want them to see it as a positive thing. So we want to give them lots of positive things when they're unsure. And then their little brain slowly but surely learns that, oh, actually, maybe it's not so bad.
Oh, my God. You're like the Aussie version of Caesar Milan.
Oh, God. I'm not sure if that's a good or a bad thing.
It's
but
so, I'm obsessed with Caesar Milan.
Oh, look, he's got some pretty good TV to him, doesn't he? That's for sure.
So good.
You and Dr. Harry. I was going to say Prince Harry. Dr. Prince Harry?
I'll take that. I'm definitely up for being Dr. Prince Harry.
Dr. Harry. I feel like with Patch, he might be, I don't know what started the storm stuff. I honestly don't. But I feel like I could feed him the thing he loves most in the world and it won't change how scared he is of that thing.
Yes, and sometimes that's true. If you're super anxious, you don't want to eat anything, do you? And it's the same thing that happens for dogs. So if they don't want to eat, what you need to do is pop them on a lead and give them a safe place. So somewhere that's quiet and dark where they can just hear music and not the thunderstorm. And often you need to be home and allow your dog inside. I think a lot of people make their dogs live outside, especially during those times. And of course they become super scared. And that's the busiest time for pounds. Anytime there's a thunderstorm, we get heaps and heaps of calls because people's dogs escape because they're trying to get away from that big angry man in the sky.
Yeah, Patch likes to burrow under and get between our legs and then he's nice and safe in there. Right. The blanket, and then he feels safe.
Exactly. If that's when he feels safe, then let him do it.
Well, there was a news story out this week about how letting the dog sleep in your bed is actually good for the dog and for you. It makes everybody happier. So should we just be letting our dog sleep in the bed? But then there's also the other side of that as well where they think they're one of you. You know?
Oh, well, and that's okay. I mean, they do think they're one of us anyway. They've lived with us for 30,000 years being loyal and faithful to us. So they do see us as part of their family and we're starting to see them more as part of our family, which is very encouraging. Having your dog sleep on the bed is totally fine if you're okay with that. I woke up this morning with both my dogs under the covers.
Oh, no!
And that's just how it is. And you know, my dogs are the most beautifully behaved, respectful dogs and we have this wonderful relationship, which is what the podcast is all about. And I think we're slowly shifting away from this whole you need to be the dominant pack leader, alpha male type relationship with your dog to let's have a cooperative, respectful relationship with them because that's exactly what they want from you.
Well, so, the minute Patch starts paying rent, he can have all the... You know, he can have all the say he wants in the house.
Yeah, fair enough. You know? I get that.
We love chatting about dogs, of course. They are man's best friend. And if dogs are your thing, which I know a lot of people are, you'll love this podcast. Dognitive Therapy. Download it now through the Podcast One app hosted by Laura V. Thanks for your time this morning, Laura.
Thanks so much, guys. And love to Patch.
Get up with Gaunti and Ash Pollard. CFM.
Done for the week. Can you believe it?
Yep.
Can you believe it?
Cow, I can't.
We are done.
I can. I'm pretty excited to have a day off tomorrow.
Yes. Well, Christmas party's tonight. Unfortunately, you can't make it. And I said, well, that's it. Give me Friday off. We're having a long weekend.
No.
What have you got on? Why can't you make it?
Can't tell you.
Secret.
Secret.
No, you've done a lot of secret stuff this year. You dealing stuff out the back of a truck or something? That we don't know of?
I'm dealing.
Okay, well, you can't be there tonight, but I will represent you on behalf of the Gaunti.
Please don't do anything embarrassing.
Anything embarrassing I do tonight is on behalf of you. I'll say I'm doing this for Pollard because she can't be here.
Thanks so much.
If you've got your Christmas party on this weekend, enjoy. Have a great one. We're still
Season's
here.
Season's greetings to you.
We're still here right up until basically Christmas Eve.
Pretty much.
So there's still another 2 weeks left of the show.
Thanks, Boss Yamo.
We will catch you Monday.
Mm-hmm.
Have a great weekend.
Toodles.
Love you. Oh. People listening, not you.
Okay. Okay, bye.
Bye.
Want more Gaunti and Ash Pollard?
Download the CFM app.
This is the show.
Want more access to exclusive prizes? Become a VIP at cfm.com.au.